Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks for listening.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got a couple of great Brain Trust members on our show right now, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Brandt is here. He's been with us for, golly, over 13, coming up, actually 13 years right now. We're going to celebrate his 13th anniversary today. He's the president of DSI, Development Specialists Incorporated, and he is a Democrat. And an operative in the political world. Bill Brandt, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim.
One of the things that Bill does, in addition to being a global businessman, Rich Galen is here. Rich is the purveyor of Mullings.com, a longtime GOP operative and commentator. Many of you have seen him on television. He's our good friend, Rich Galen. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be with you.
And Rich has been with us now for 14 years.
I know. See, the good thing about a 13th anniversary is that it's a prime number, and you got to sort of celebrate them.
Yes, but it indicates that both of us began when we were in our teens, as you know.
And the host has lost control already.
Again, already.
Again, yeah, exactly. Hey, Rich, I want to start with you because you reported on some new survey about Dems, Reps, and Indies this week. Tell us about that.
Well, there were two articles over the weekend that I that caught my eye. One of them was one by a guy named Dan Balls, who's the senior political writer for the Washington Post and maybe the senior political writer in the nation right now, just a first-rate guy. But he was quoting a study by two political scientists out of Emory University that held that we're getting more partisan, not less partisan. And that as you move through time, that Republicans in their states are more likely to vote for the party than the individual. I mean, when we've been in this a long time, Bill and I, and on both sides, we've seen where there's a Republican in a Democrat district or a Democrat in a Republican district, and we just couldn't pry them out of there. Whatever we did, mm-hmm. whatever we said. And that's not happening anymore. Now people, they don't even know who their congressman is. They're just more and more looking at the party label. And if you're in a behaviorally Democrat district and you're not a Democrat, you're not likely to win.
You probably move.
That's what Newt did when the Georgia legislature tried to make his district a Democratic. So, they did make it a Democrat district. He's
so the point is that we're becoming not just more politically polarized, but in terms of how we think about how, the behavior we take.
Yeah, not just more polarized on policy, but more
policy,
polarized
that's
politically.
It. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. We'll just pull the switch. What do you think, Bill?
Well, you know, there's a second report that's been out, too. I saw the report. I was in Washington over the weekend. I saw Dan's column in the Post on Sunday. I thought it was spot on, and I agree with Rich entirely. I also saw that there are additional studies, and Rich may refresh my memory as to who authored them, that, in fact, the partisan divide is becoming fairly bitter, and rather than recognize, as we did in the past, that people were of good virtue on the other side, they just mm-hmm. happened to be a Republican or a Democrat.
Right. That was Charlie Cook authored that. That was... And what he said was that, I mean, you're exactly right, that it's not so much that people like their party anymore, it's that they hate the other party way
truly,
more.
I mean, and it's gotten to
so
the level
dangerous.
Of
this is not good,
level
is
of
it,
discrimination.
Guys?
I mean, literally, it replaces, you know, the gender and racial discrimination in the past. It is, you know, we are clearly divided along party lines and hatefully so, to be honest.
Intellectual honesty has gone away, hasn't it?
Well, neither Rich or I would ever debate the need for a two-party system, and the debate is healthy. What both of us lament, I think, is the fact that it's gotten so personal and so vitriolic.
Yeah, that's my point. Is that if I have a debate. Or if I just want to have a conversation with somebody else, and they're on the other side of the fence, We can't, you know, we ought to be able to, in America, we ought to be able to say, okay, I tell you what, today, I'm going to take your side and you take my side. Now, you're not going to change my, you're not going to change how I vote, but I ought to be able to take your side and you ought to be able to take my side. We have a conversation.
We should do that.
Am I naive, Rich?
In college debate.
That's
which sides,
But am I naive to long for those days?
No, but I think they are gone, and I think it may be a time again before they come back. Rich is right. I mean, we used to train kids to take both sides of an argument in debate.
Yep.
We're past that point now, and you know, sort of coming out of both of these studies that Rich talks about, there is a constant, you know, there's an increasing tendency of people to concentrate among like-minded people and watch like-minded shows, which only furthers the gap.
Exactly. Hold on, real quick, guys. I need real short answers. Will the things that we just talked about, will it be better for Democrats or better for Republicans, Rich?
Oh, better for Democrats, because Republicans not only demand absolute fealty to the Republican Party, but to their wing of the Republican Party.
I think it's better for Democrats in presidential years and better for Republicans in off years. It's odd.
Rich, you made that point in your article, I think. Quick break, 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.